A project on Lake Winnebago is aiming to restore wild rice beds that used to be native to the lake.
The Intertribal Lake Winnebago Wild Rice Revitalization Project brought together researchers and members of Brothertown Indian Nation to combine mainstream science with wild rice practices from the Brothertown tribe.
But earlier this year, the Environmental Protection Agency pulled millions of dollars that had been committed to the project, cutting into those efforts to bring wild rice back to Lake Winnebago.
Jesse Conaway joins us. She's co-founder of the Intertribal Lake Winnebago Wild Rice Revitalization Project. And Jessica Skisek is vice chair of the Brothertown Indian Nation and another co-founder on the project. I talked to them recently to learn more. Jessica, you're restoring wild rice in Lake Winnebago, Wisconsin's biggest inland lake. Why focus these efforts on Lake Winnebago?
It was really important to us to start our efforts on the Lake Winnebago watershed with our focus on Winnebago, because that's where our people were forced to relocate. We were originally from the eastern shores of the United States, and we were forced by the federal government to move a number of times. And when we came to what is now called Wisconsin, we came together with the Oneida and with the Stockbridge Muncie Band of Mohicans and the Brothertown Indian Nation. And this is the area that our people settled on. And so we really wanted to start with Lake Winnebago and focus our efforts on what's happened to the wild rice in this watershed.
And let's stay with you, Jessica. There's an ecological importance. We'll get to that. But tell us a little bit, please, about the cultural importance to the Brothertown Indian Nation of wild rice.
Wild rice is a very important food. It's one of the first foods, and we know that that is a food item along with the Three Sisters and some other really critical medicines and foods that our relatives depended on when out on the eastern shores of the United States. There's more and more evidence that the wild rice was plentiful in those regions. Because of what was happening with the forced relocation of American Indian tribes from that area further west, some of that rice was no longer healthy. And so some of the rice has been depleted in that area. But it is an important foodstuff from a nutritional value perspective, but also from a very important cultural perspective for many tribes, including Brothertown Indian Nation.
Jesse, as I understand it, both of you recently got back from seeding wild rice in Lake Winnebago. First of all, for people who haven't done this before, what does that mean? What are you doing when you seed wild rice in the lake?
Yes, Rob, we are in, so 2025 is our third year of seeding wild rice in the tributaries of Poahekane, which is a Menominee language for the lake at the top of the Lake Winnebago chain of lakes. So Poahekane is, in English, that would be Lake Poigan. This is where the Wolf River, Mawesipe in Menominee language, empties into the system, into the watershed that becomes the chain of lakes. We pulled together a broad network of conservation and watershed citizen partners, and then convened knowledge, convened data, convened information on where Myome, where wild rice was and is surviving and persisting within the watershed that's gone through drastic changes over the last 100 years. We were awarded funding. Brothertown was awarded funding from NRDA for reseeding. And so we identified these two tributaries with help from project partners as places that would be good to seed. And so we're very excited because, as I said, we just closed out our three-year seeding commitment and cycle to steward these rice beds and boost the historic populations by adding seed in.
Jessica, before we move on from seeding, I'm just curious, you know, I know what it means to, you know, plant seeds in a garden and things like that. With this this lake species, what are you actually doing when you're seeding it? I'm trying to get a mental picture here.
So the process that we have been utilizing is we harvest some seed from ripe plants, and we then are putting it back into these areas that we're trying to revitalize. And we do that in a couple of different ways. One of the ways is a broadcast method whereby we toss the rice and return it back into the water in that way. Mm-hmm. Another methodology that we're using is a traditional methodology that some of our elders have shared with us, and we've collaborated with elders from other tribal communities as well. And we utilize a mixture of clay and sediment from that area combined with the rice, and then we return those seeds to the water and the sediment in that method. And so we're really trying to bring together both the Western science and the traditional ways of doing things so that we're able to end up with a really robust wild rice area.
We're talking about a project to restore wild rice in Lake Winnebago with Jesse Conaway and Jessica Skisuk, two leads on that project. Now, Jesse, you mentioned earlier applying for that restoration funding. You'd gotten some federal funding. Well, a lot of federal funding dried up or was halted. Your project included funding from the EPA. What happened? What was that sequence of events?
So for phase two, which began last fall, in fall of 2024, we were awarded a community change grant from the Environmental Protection Agency. We were awarded $3.3 million. That grant came through University of Wisconsin, and the award was divided evenly between UW-Madison and Brothertown Indian Nation. And so we worked with a project officer in the Environmental Justice Department of EPA for many months, preparing for the award, doing all the trainings, attending all the webinars, meeting the whole research team, going through all the data collection plans. It was a very rigorous process that we walked through with EPA to prepare ourselves to receive this award as UW-Madison and Brothertown for phase two of this project. And then we had access to this funding later that month. And then early in 2025, about the middle of February, the funding disappeared in the platform that we use to pull funding for reimbursement for achieving milestones on our project as we launched formally into phase two. So that funding was immediately interrupted, and we had a couple months where we were unsure. We were hearing rumors. We were hearing some information that various attorneys were gathering from the Office of Legal Affairs at UW-Madison and also the Environmental Protection Network. Then fast forward to May 1st, 2025, we received the termination letter from the Environmental Protection Agency indicating that the grant had been terminated.
Jessica, what does the block, the cancellation of that funding mean for the project?
In many ways, it is a very significant and devastating, has devastating impact on our project. Our heart is here, right? And we have work to do, and we know that we have work to do. And we have strong partners that we're collaborating with. The loss of funding really is interrupting some important cycles for us. The teachings that we have received is with the looking after the sediment and the rice and the water in those conditions, and the reseeding, we are instructed by those that have been doing this for an extended period of time. We need to monitor the health of that rice over a longer period of time. And so we were really looking forward to being able to use those funds to have people hired on staff to be able to help with that continued monitoring, the observations, the collection of the water samples and sediment samples, and the analysis that goes along with that from the Western science way, because we're depending on that equally with our traditional knowledge. And so not being able to have those staff continue in those roles and have those responsibilities absolutely impacts our project and what we have going forward for us. We know that our care and compassion for the winged relatives, right? We're not the only ones that care about them. Duck hunters care about them as well, right? We know that people that fish care about the quality of water and what's happening. And we know about the interaction between the wild rice and the fish and how they need one another to continue to sustain themselves for the future. Being able to have those funds to further support the weaving together and the sharing of knowledge across each of these communities of interest around the watershed, that's an important goal for us. And it's absolutely been interrupted with the loss of the community change grant funds that we were selected to receive through the EPA.
I want to end by asking each of you briefly to tell us your hopes for the future of Lake Winnebago, what this could look like if this project is successful. Jessica, let's start with you this time.
My great hope is that we will continue to have improved collaborative relationships where each of us continues to make changes in our daily lives so that the quality of the water and the quality of the sediment is improved, because that directly impacts the wild rice. And that is an important, that's really important for us. The quality of water is essential, because in this day and age, we know that water is a scarcity. We have some really high quality water in the area. If we are able to do that in a good way, then the rice will survive and we will be able to take care of our people and our animal relatives that depend on it.
And Jesse, your vision for Lake Winnebago's future?
I would like to see more understanding within the watershed that we're working in, more understanding, awareness, compassion for the ecological benefits of wild rice. I would love to see a heightened community awareness about the intrinsic value of wild rice and of wetlands in general for taking care of our water and our ecosystems that benefit all of us.
Thanks to both of you for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you so much for having us.
Jesse Conaway is an Indigenous Arts and Sciences Research Coordinator with the Department of Planning and Landscape Architecture at UW-Madison. And Jessica Skisak is Vice Chair of the Brothertown Nation. Find more info about the Wild Rice Revitalization Program. We have a link to their website. You can find that online at WPR.org. That's WPR.org.